Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. God bless you. I pray that your weekend was great. We're going to go back over to the book of John, John chapter 17. But first, we're going to begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you and I thank you, Lord, for being a father to the fatherless, Lord, for helping us, Lord Jesus, helping us, Lord, covering us with your blood, protecting us as a wonderful father would, guiding us and leading us into all truth, your Holy Spirit that you have given us, and we thank you, Lord, for it. That awesome spirit, that powerful spirit, that we are able to subdue the kingdoms of darkness. And I thank you, Lord, that you have given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means harm us. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back up to the book of John, John chapter 17. We're going to begin with verse 9. It says, I pray for them. This is Jesus, and this is beautiful. He is still in prayer with the Father, and he is saying to the Father, and the disciples is overhearing him, and he is saying, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. He continues to talk about who we are as children of God, as the disciples were children of God. He says, I'm praying for them. I don't pray for the world. The world doesn't even receive Christ. The world, meaning unbelievers, people that will not believe. They simply will not believe because they can't believe, because they haven't even been given that which they can believe with, because they denied it from the very beginning. They said no. There are people in this world that say, I don't care what you tell them, I don't care what you, if you witness to them, I don't care what you tell them about the word, even if you show them the love and kindness and you tell them it's by love and kindness that Jesus Christ even drew people and that we are doing it from the love of God, they will not receive Jesus. They will not receive Jesus. And Jesus is saying right here, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. See, we already belong to God. And he's talking about this ownership back and forth. God gave them to Jesus. He gives them back to God. You know, we belong to the Lord. We belong to the Lord. Verse 10. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. We belong to God. We belong to Jesus. It's a mutual shared ownership. Because they are one. They are one. And they share ownership that has been paid for by the blood of Jesus. That was the payment. The payment for our sins was the blood of a pure, undefiled, perfect sacrifice, which was Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus and God owns us. The Father and the Son and the Spirit, which are one, own the believer. Own the believer. And it says, I am glorified in them. God will receive the glory out of our life. Out of our life. Out of our lives. Everyone that believes, he will receive the glory. Why? Because we're going to keep his word. Back in verse 6. Because we're going to keep his word. And if we keep his word, we're going to do what the word says. And if we do what the word says, we will get the results that the word is bound to give. Because God's word will not return unto him void, but will accomplish that which he has sent it to do. The word is a living word. It is alive. So when we are exercised by the word and we use the word by faith, we will receive the benefits and the results of that word. Because the word is God. And he's going to perform within himself all the attributes that he has that the word stands on. Like I said a few days ago last week, we cannot fail. And I encourage myself even talking about the word. David said, encourage thou self, hope thou in God. My hope is in Jesus. I am hoping for the day of redemption, the resurrection of this body, and to be conformed to the image of his son. We shall see him and we shall be like him. We shall receive a glorified body, a body that it cannot be corrupted, that incorruptible shall, that corruption shall put on incorruption, and that mortality shall put on immortality. We shall one day be immortal because we will have life eternal. And what is life eternal? To know God. And we will be spending eternity in fellowship and a relationship with God. And our minds cannot even fathom what that is going to be. We have read in the scriptures about how the scenery of God, the 12 foundations in the book of Revelation, the 12 foundations, every door foundation has a pearl doors. And then it has like, each floor has these certain jewels. I remember the fourth floor because it's emerald, because I've already asked God, can I be on the fourth foundation? I don't even know what that is, but I want that. I'm already claiming it. We can't even imagine streets of pure gold. They are so gold. They are transparent. They look like glass. We can't even imagine or fathom. That's just the scenery. But a body that cannot be corrupted, can no longer be sick. We're not going to be crying. We're not going to be in distress. We're going to be at rest. It's hard to even believe that because we are living in this life, but I hope for it and I believe that. And I love the day of his appearing. I'm waiting on it. I'm anticipating it, and I shall receive a crown for it. And all those who love his appearing, who wait on it, shall receive a crown as well. We are looking for the manifestation of the sons of God. The whole earth is groaning, waiting for things to be right. To be right. But in the meantime, we shall keep his word. Amen. We shall keep his word. And let's go back to verse 11 of John chapter 17. And now I am no more in the world. He's getting ready to leave the world, no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Father, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. We have been left here, and God is keeping us, and he shall unify his body. And he is praying to the Father that we shall be one as Jesus and God and the Spirit are one. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one. He is keeping us here, and he's saying, I will keep thee. And Jesus is asking, praying, keep them, Father, and make them one as we are one. That's what we are praying for. And I end this podcast right now for praying for the unity of the body of Christ. Lord, unify your body. And I am standing on the word in John chapter 17, verse 11. You pray to the Father, Lord Jesus, that we are kept through your name, and that we are one, that we may be one as you are one with the Father. Lord, be it unto us according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, the listener. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy the life that God has given you. In Jesus' name, amen.